Welcome in to another edition of the Daily Tap. It is Wednesday, April 11th, the last day of the NBA year. And yesterday, we got the story of the year with Andre Ingram. He has 19 points in a losing effort for the Los Angeles Lakers. This is the first game since the age, and his first game playing in the NBA after 10 years in the G League. Absolutely incredible. We're all Andre Ingram, all of us, the people who tell us, in a weird way, and I know I'm not trying to make this about myself and not getting this off to a narcissistic start, but there's a reason that I keep doing Snow Tap. There is a reason that I keep doing this shit day in, day out, because there are stories like Andre Ingram all the time, and there are stories like that not only in sports but in life too. You just never know when that break is going to come. An amazing moment. It was fantastic. I blogged about it this morning. It brings a tear to your eye. It really does. It's an amazing. It's a Disney movie. I mean, what's better than a guy who is a physics major? He tutors kids. He's a math tutor on the side. I mean, just an amazing. Going to be a great sports story. I mean, granted, the Lakers aren't a good team, but still, that's to play for a premier organization like that and get that one chance is absolutely incredible. All right, so let's hand out some Milwaukee Bucks awards. I figured since Mitch and I are going to be talking a lot about the NBA playoffs tomorrow, talking about where the Bucks kind of sit, it's going to be the playoff power rankings. I'm going to revisit not necessarily our awards that Mitch and I handed out, because I don't really want to do the research. I'll be honest with you guys, I had a tight schedule. I can only do so much. I wish I could. But if we had a stat boy, I'd have him go back and listen for it. But I don't. So if this is a little repetitive, it might be because some things didn't change. Some things did change since the All-Star break and since that time. And so we're handing out awards. Obviously, the MVP is Giannis Antetokounmpo. No question about it. Giannis is a first or second team all-NBA player. We'll see where it ends up there. I think it would be shocking if he's any lower than a second teamer. I do think he's ascended to that first team spot, but he's obviously the oil that makes the Milwaukee Bucks go. So you cannot just avoid giving it to Giannis. I wavered on the MVP that is Giannis. I think at that time I said John Henson, which is kind of a wild pick, and I do think John held his water. We'll get to John in a second here. But I got to give it to Chris Middleton. I kind of gritted my teeth doing it because I've had some issues with Chris Middleton. I'm not going to lie. I feel like Chris Middleton has played lazy throughout some parts of the year. I think sometimes his defense has really struggled. I think sometimes he disengages when he doesn't get the ball. Those are all problems. I don't think Jason Kidd leaving, I actually think, hurt his attitude for a long time. Now, we'll see what happens in the playoffs, but he just basically shut down for a while because I think Kidd kind of made him out to seem like he was better than he was, told him to rely on his two-point shot, got away from him shooting the three. And so, but he is the second best player on this team. He is a very key cog to this unit. And so, yes, Chris Middleton gets that number two spot. As for an LVP, I was going to hand it out to Tony Snell. And I still think Tony Snell deserves some criticism for the way he played, but I have to give it to Thon Maker. Thon Maker had an explosive playoffs. He dominated Toronto at certain points. And you thought, wow, Thon could maybe be a guy that comes off the bench. He may have an occasional 15-point game, or he may pull down a few boards and blocks, and he's gonna have some moments next year. He didn't have any of that. Thon Maker looks like one of the more tradable pieces for the Milwaukee Bucks. It's very disappointing to see how much he's fallen off a cliff. And now you always hear he's working with guys, he's doing this, he's doing that, but it just does not seem to like connect. And so maybe it's another year. Maybe we're still a year away from getting a productive Thon Maker off the bench. But right now, he is clearly the least valuable player. I had DJ Wilson's another nominee for that. Most improved, I do give it to John Henson. Okay, I think John Henson did take a step as the center of this team. I do think that's gross because I think Henson had some moments where he just disengaged and didn't give a shit. And part of the problem, I think, was sometimes with the Bucks. So I give it to Henson begrudgingly, because I think he didn't necessarily have the best year, but he had a B year, a B minus year for sure. I said at the podcast last time that the best game was the Portland game where Giannis scores 44 a few days after his dad passes away. I still think that's the best game of the year. I think that's the best moment. I think there that to me is the Bradley Center memory. You know, beating Cleveland, coming back to beat Minnesota. Those were some great moments. You know, the first non-Jason Kidd game was fantastic. The Bucks kind of getting on a hot streak for a while was fun. But that game, man, it kind of set – you thought it set the tone for the season, right? You thought that was kind of like, this is going to be a special year. And then it was sort of just your typical Bucks season. So I don't know if – I don't know where you go there. Worst game, no question about it, that Orlando game on the road. The Bucks, middle of March, just completely get embarrassed by the Orlando Magic. And it's one to definitely forget. The Bucks had a few of those, but the Magic by far was the most embarrassing. The Magic are probably going to pick in the top three. And they were, I would say, borderline tanking at that time about a month ago. And then to wrap it up, I think the what if of the year is probably Brogdon and Dele going down kind of simultaneously. If both guys stay healthy or one of the two stays healthy, A, do the Bucks bring Brandon Jennings onto this team? I'm not sure. B, is this team closer to Indiana than they are Washington and Miami? I'm not sure. So yeah, I mean, I think there is a causation to wonder where the ceiling of this Bucks team could have been with a full roster. I mean, yes, Jabari Parker could have been the whole year, but I don't think that's fair to really go like, yeah, Jabari should have been there and stuff like that. The injuries to Dele and Brogdon happened mid-year. It's good to have Brogdon back for the first round. I don't know if we're going to get Dele back. I haven't heard anything recently. He's been kind of working at it and kind of getting back up there. Moving to the Brewers. Wow, what a frustrating night to be a Brewer fan on Tuesday. The Brewers' back-end bullpen continued to fall apart. They had a 2-1 lead heading into the bottom of the ninth. The Brewers kept on Taylor Williams for one more batter. Williams walked a guy, then gave up a bunt, and that's when Craig Counsell pulled him, and Jacob Barnes consecutively threw two wild pitches right in a row. That's kind of on me. I'm going to not lie. It was kind of my fault. So I wasn't watching a game. I was kind of keeping up track with GameCast. I was with my girlfriend watching The Good Place, which is a fantastic show. So funny. I haven't watched a sitcom show like that since really Parks and Rec, who conveniently the guy who makes The Good Place started Parks and Rec, Michael Schur, and it's just awesome. Like, it is a great TV show. You'd really enjoy it. It's good 20 minutes on Netflix. Get on it. It is fantastic. You'll have a lot of good laughs, especially if you like Parks and Rec and The Office. I think it's right up that alley. It's a little different. You got to get used to like the concept. The concept, it's kind of weird, but once you kind of get into it, you're like, oh yeah, for sure. And so we were watching, and the Brewers were 2-1 in the ninth, and I said, all right, I'll queue up the stream. And she kind of gave me a side eye like, are you serious? And all of a sudden, Barnes spikes two pitches, and I put myself in the bad place. Like, I caused this to happen to the Brewers. I think if I would have just let it go, I would have kept following along, like casually checking my phone a little bit. I think the Brewers would have been just fine. And instead, I got screwed. So I watched the rest of the game, and J.J. Hoover, what are you going to do, right? Like, J.J. Hoover was dealing with he was one of the last guys left. I mean, Dan pointed out on Twitter after the game, after I had a mini meltdown on Twitter about J.J. Hoover, who was just awful. I mean, he really is a bad pitcher, guys. Like, he's not good. He's not the answer. If any guy should be taken down, it should be Hoover instead of Brett Phillips. I think Junior Guerra is going to pitch tomorrow, and a corresponding move is supposed to happen. I hope it's Hoover. I hope Hoover does not get a second chance, because, man, the guy couldn't hit a strike zone to save his soul. There's a reason that Cincinnati didn't really want him, that he had issues with that last year. And as a bullpen pitcher, that is just no bueno. That was a problem for the Bucks all game. Gave up 8 walks, but Dan mentioned Hoover basically was the last guy. Dan Jennings, who could have faced Matt Carpenter, and I'm sure Counsell will get a lot of heat, but he was the last guy left. Council tried to get Hoover through the 11th to try to at least have Jennings for the 12th. And I guess this is a bigger problem of Council has to keep using up all his bullpen arms. Like, he didn't have Albers, he didn't have Hader for this game. You're going to have both those guys tomorrow. But it's like he keeps having to get strung out with bullpen arms because these pitchers can't go past five innings. They can't even get to the fifth inning. I mean, Brent Suter had the same problem today. I think he couldn't get out of six, but it stands the point. Like, these guys are not getting to the just through the six. Chase Anderson's might be the only pitcher on the Brewers staff with a quality start this year. It's tough. It's tough to really see that. Zach Davies actually might have got one against the Cubs. I'd have to look at that. But the point remains, the Brewers are not getting a lot of quality starts. And I'm not saying you need to go seven. I'm not saying you need to go eight. You don't need to do some Strasburg shit. You don't need to go all Chris Sale on everybody's ass. But at least get to the sixth inning. I do think they have some encouraging young arms with Taylor Williams and Josh Hader. That is a fierce 1-2 punch. That is a very lethal 1-2 kick in the dick that could be really used in beautiful fashion. And I do think Council's going to understand this team more. I know people are like, oh, Council doesn't know how to manage a bullpen, and that's going to be a criticism. No, you idiots. It is only game. It's only game 12. I was a little mad. I said I may or may not have shot a periscope, and at the end said, "JJ Hoover, get the fuck off my team." I may have said that, but at the same time, I took a step back. I'm glad I waited like an hour to podcast because it's game 12. Bill Pito, I think, was with Bill Michaels a couple days ago, and I heard it as I was driving home. And Bill Pito's like, and Michaels was like, oh, well, what can you make out of the first 10 games of the season? And it was kind of a generic, like, softball answer or softball question. But I think – and Bill, like, astutely said, no, really you can't do anything with 10 games. You got to wait till like, 40 games. And that's very true. Like, we have to be patient. Like, we can't necessarily get ready to just jump and just be all upset and be all frustrated when there's still time to go. And yes, you'd like to see the Brewers start stringing together some wins. That's always fun. They have not strung together wins. They haven't won a series. And if this 10 game, they lose tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon, they will then go only 3-7 in against a bunch of division opponents, right? That's correct. Yeah, 3-7. Man, that would be pretty rough. That would definitely, I think, give a lot of people some trepidation on how good is this team? Are we sure they're good? I think that would bring a lot of skepticism out. But like I said, it is 10 games early on in the season. Things could completely look different come Memorial Day. You never really know. So just hold steady, man, and we'll ride it out. Brewers get Guerra on the mound. We'll see how he does. Junior Guerra was a gopher ball machine last year in the big leagues. I know he pitched well with the Sky Sox in his first start, but we'll see what Junior has in him. I am remaining cautiously optimistic. Adam Wainwright has been awful this year. He's not been really good for the last couple years. Hopefully the Brewers can go get him. I'm embarrassed that I enjoyed him on ESPN so much on Monday night. It was very terrifying how much I kind of was like, oh, Adam Wainwright is kind of funny. And I was like, meh, kind of just never expected that. And I felt gross. And I still need to shower that stench off. Speaking of showering stenches off, Tristan Thompson. What are you doing, bud? Tristan Thompson had a rough Tuesday night, to say the least. So let's break this down. So Tristan Thompson apparently, well, is engaged or he's dating Khloe Kardashian. So he's dating a Kardashian. You know, that comes with a lot of responsibility. And it comes with a lot of media attention. And you probably can't do things that other athletes do. And I'm just saying, like, athletes aren't the most faithful guys in professions. And Tristan has himself a side piece. That side piece apparently is just this Instagram model, or she gives zero fucks. Like, absolutely does not care, which I respect in a weird way, because if you are a side chick, you know you're a side chick, you might as well just put your cards on the table and say, here we go. You know she was blaring Cardi B over the weekend and said, you know what, fuck this guy, I'm going in on him. I'm going to put him on blast on Instagram and blow his whole spot and get a bunch of followers in the process. And who knows, maybe that starts a career for me. But she might get banned on Instagram because she may get banned on Instagram because there is a Instagram story of Tristan Thompson hitting it from the back and definitely having sex with her. And Tristan Thompson, as I used to say, welcome to the dong show, my friend. We did not see full dong like we did with Greg Oden, the leader in the clubhouse in the dong show, but we did see a decent amount there. We knew what we were working with. You basically look like you had Jeffrey wrapped around your two legs. So, and if you're curious who Jeffrey is, I'm talking about the Toys R Us giraffe. So if you did not see it, and please, if you're at work, do not try to find this. I do not want to get you in trouble. Your Uncle Charlie did not tell you to look this up. So, and she also released a bunch of text messages that were pretty graphic and basically just said, "I love a freak." So Tristan Thompson, get on with your freak self. I don't know what I'm going to call Tristan Thompson if we get Cavs Bucks in the playoffs. Is he giraffe penis? Is he Long John Silver? I mean, where do you go? Do you just call him freak? Do you just call him the freak? Do you start reciting his text lines back and forth? Like, that's why I wish, like, the Bucks student section or whatever the fuck they call it these days weren't just a part of like the organization and were just this group of like rowdy hooligans, because if they were, they would have those texts just up, and again, at that sign would get removed, but god damn it, would it be the funniest thing ever. I mean, that would be great. But those guys are just a bunch of leeches who want to go to free basketball games, and they fucking suck. So on that note, I just get fired. I don't know why I get fired up talking about sex tapes. I don't know. I don't know what it is. If there are instances in the Tapping the Keg history and the analog in the history where I get talking about this and I just kind of get fired up. Who knows? Well, on that note, Tappers, you guys have yourself a great Wednesday. I will talk to you on the Tapping the Keg podcast for Thursday. We're going to be breaking down confidence in different playoff teams, picking our NBA finals. So we don't really have all the playoffs worked out. And we'll talk about Brewers and a few other things, Packers maybe, who knows. And then Friday's Daily Tap will be all NBA. Maybe mention Brewers Mets at the very, very end. Maybe mention something if anything else comes up. God knows it will, but most of the podcast, I would say 80 to 90% will be focused on whomever the Bucks are playing, whether it is the Cavs, the Sixers, the Celtics, the Raptors. They can play four teams right now. That they can play all the top four seeds. It is a complete clusterfuck. And then we'll talk about all the other series. We'll take a look at what different things to watch for, what things that could be part of the petty wars that seem to be taking place in the league. I want to play Philly. I do want to play Philly. I want to shut up Ben Simmons. I have decided that I am a Donovan Mitchell guy and not a Ben Simmons guy. I don't know why. I follow both on Instagram, and I kind of like how Donovan Mitchell does it better. So that's how I'm going to choose. Very millennial of me. On that note, guys, I was going to say goodbye like a second ago. You can find us, SnowTapWI. I didn't think I said that at the beginning, first time in a long time. But SnowTapWI, if you're still here, if you didn't turn off during sex tape talk, SnowTapWI, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We will not be posting any sex tapes on our Instagram. Don't worry. Just we're safe for work. Don't worry about it. SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, StoTapWI. It is a website, another place where we will probably not be posting a sex tape. All right, I got to get out of here. I got to stop. This story's incredible. I mean, it's the Kardashian. It's unbelievable. I'm flummoxed. Okay, take care of yourselves. Bye.